track of all the things we did today. Here, and laugh about our funny little ways while we have a few minutes to breathe. And I know that it's time you must leave, but darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you double. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I doubled for the great relief of having you to talk to. And now, a quarter of my life is almost past. I think I come to see myself at last. I see that the time spent confused was the time that I spent without you, and I feel myself in blue. So darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you don't. My darling, be home soon. Not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to.
Welcome. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. The song you just heard, Darling Be Home Soon, by The Lovin' Spoonful, has nothing to do with what we're going to be talking about or singing or playing today. But I just like the song. And this is one of those shows, again, where I just had a blast putting it together. You're listening to Listening Lyrics. I'm your host, Pete Pastore, and today we're going to talk a little bit about tomatoes, what's happening in the tomato world right here in Davis. And then we're going to switch to the Great Lakes. One of our DJ's father and mother live out near Lake Erie, or close to Lake Erie, somewhere between Cleveland and Erie, I think. And we're going to talk a little bit about why we're even going up there. And then we'll do a little bit about the weather. And I've got a special song that we're going to play. Two versions of it. Number one, the person who made it famous. And number two, a new up-and-coming phenom that also recorded this song. And how a 21-year-old interpreted that song. And that's what we'll go out with way down the line here. We got a whole hour ahead of us. So let's start. Tomatoes. Well, you know, in the paper or on nextdoor.com, I saw an article where a lady in Davis is growing tomatoes and one of her tomatoes was stolen, the biggest one. The biggest one in her yard, and it was just turning a little bit pink or red. And she has no idea where it went. It was in her backyard, but she described the tomato in great detail. It almost felt like a personal thing. She was in love with this tomato. She's having, what do they call that, separation anxiety from the tomato. I just hope the tomato wasn't feeling the same way. But she described the tomato with pudgy cheeks, a bit of a sunburn look, and a toupee that was sort of greenish. Most people thought that maybe a possum, a squirrel, or who knows what was nibbling away at it. But anyways, we're going to play some music associated with tomatoes.
Bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning and out in the garden. Get your ripe ones, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forgot all about the sweating and the digging. Every time I go out and pick me a big one. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. For sure, but there's nothing that a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your own very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs and eat them with gravy. You can eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle. A homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true. Uh-huh. If I was to change this life I lead, you could call me Johnny Tomato Seed. Cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomato in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cold, dark cemetery. Out in the garden would be much better, cause I could be a-pushing up a homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What a life be without homegrown tomatoes? There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What a life be without homegrown tomatoes? There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes.
So many years ago, tomato soup and cream of tomato were unusual dishes, enjoyed very much, but not very often. Today, of all the soups in the world, tomato soup is the one most often served. Not because women have taken to making tomato soup frequently. No, on the contrary, few housewives ever attempt it anymore. There's just one reason for tomato soup's popularity, and it is this. The magic, matchless flavor of Campbell's tomato soup. There's a lively verve, a dashing zest about this flavor that people take to at once and come back to and enjoy again and again. The first racy taste of it has a way of arousing a desire to eat, and yet there's a pleasant feeling of satisfaction when the last spoonful is gone. So this soup is a happy choice for the main dish at lunchtime or at supper, and it also is a fine way to start the day's main meal. Serve it sometimes, too, as cream of tomato, made with milk instead of water. You can always be sure that it will be received with pleasure, because this, of all soups, is the one people like to have most often. Campbell's Tomato Soup.
I'm going to be round my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. Vegetables cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Oh,
table vegetable. I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
I know that you feel better when you send us in your letter and tell us the name of your favorite vegetable.
Well, there it is, our homage to the missing tomato. We started off that set with John Denver doing Homegrown Tomatoes, then a Campbell's Tomato ad from the 1950s, and then we had the Beach Boys, the Vegetables. Well, you know, we spent some time, and we're kind of upset. We spent some time talking about this lady's tomato, and we're feeling for her. So I thought maybe we should have a song dedicated to the love of tomatoes. And I'm going to play this one for you, and then we'll go on to our next segment here.
If there's one thing I want you to do, especially for me.
Dedicated to the one I love, the mamas and papas. In this case, it's dedicated to a tomato. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Pete Pastore. And now we're moving on into a segment, and I'm going to call this segment The Great Lakes. You know, KDRT has 33 programs that are locally produced every week, right here at 95.7. And of course, as you get to know different DJs and different staff within the KDR family, they do become part of your family. And Dave Reynolds is one of them. He hosts a show called Celtic Songlines. Great show. He's knowledgeable of that genre of music, goes to a lot of their outings, and so if you're into that kind of music, that's the show you need to listen to. It's on Tuesdays at 11 a.m., and you'll have to go to kdrt.org to see the replay times, but Celtic Songlines is also a podcast, so all you need to do is open your favorite podcast, type in those lines, and you should be able to get it. Well, anyways, Dave's up there visiting his parents, and he and his father have had a tradition now going, since he's been going back and forth, of a few times a week heading towards the lake, Lake Erie, the Great Lake of Lake Erie, and they sit there and they discuss things, they reminisce, and then Dave started doing something that just blew me away. He brought a radio along, and they started listening to different shows of KDRT, and the father was in love with it. Dave's dad's name is Robert, and he used to work on freighters that went up and down the different lakes of Lake Erie, hauling iron ore, which there was a lot of that, probably still is a lot of that going on, and he was the master chef for that company, and I think that company that he worked for had like 16 of these massive freighters. But Dave's father was the master chef, so he worked on the main ship, and on that ship they had the boardroom for the freight company. They had special cabins for each one of the board members, and Dave's father would have to cook up some sumptuous meals. So probably one of the things that Dave goes back to Erie for is to get some of that good dinner his dad can whip up. But anyways, we're going to play three songs that represent the Great Lakes. Number one is a ditty called Red Iron Ore, which is the stuff they hauled around. Then, of course, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which was a ship that went down in the 70s. I think they lost 19 men on that, a tragic event. And that's a Gordon Lightfoot song. And then a Terry Cassidy song called The Great Lakes Song. And then a special ending on this episode. So on this part of the show. So here we go. Red Iron Ore.
Come all you boat sailors that follow the lake. On an iron ore vessel you're living to make. I shipped in Chicago, bid adieu to the shore, bound away to Escanaba for red iron ore.
Derry down, 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 Derry down.
In the month of September, the 17th day, $2.25 was all they would pay. And on Monday morning, a trip we did make on a ship named the Robert sailing out in the lake.
Derry down,
down, down, Derry, down.
Next morning we hove alongside the Exile. We soon made her fast to that iron ore pile. They lowered the chutes and like thunder did roar, and they filled up that ship with that red iron ore.
Derry down, 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 Derry down.
Some sailors took shovels and others took spades. Some took wheelbarrows, each man to his trade. We looked like red devils and our backs they got sore. We cursed Escanaba and red iron ore.
Derry down, 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 Derry down.
Well, the dust got so thick you could scarce see your nose. It got in your eyes and it got in your clothes. We loaded the Roberts till she couldn't hold more, right up to the gunnels with that red iron ore.
Derry down, 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 Derry down.
We sailed her to Cleveland, made fast stem and stern, and with our companions we'll spin a big yarn. Here's a health to the Roberts, she's strong and she's true. Here's a health to the bold boys who make up her crew.
Derry down, 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 Derry down. Derry down, 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 Derry down.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know. The gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailor's Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Are a diamond on the hand of North America, a brightly shining jewel on the friendship border ring. Freshwater highway coming down from Canada, all along the coastline, you can hear them sing. Singing, sweet mother Michigan, father Superior, coming down from Mackinac, Sault Ste. Marie. Blue water, you're on, float down to Lake Erie, fall to Ontario, and run out to sea. Hardy are the seamen on the ships below the iron ore, sailing out of Thunder Bay, bound for Buffalo. Hardy are the fishermen who, like their fathers were before, say they'll bury me at sea come my time to go. Singing, sweet mother Michigan, father Superior, coming down from Mackinac, Sault Ste. Marie. Blue water, you're on, float down to Lake Erie, fall to Ontario,
run on out to sea. Sailors spin of mermaids singing in the wind, the sinking of the Bessemer, the drowning of the crew. Memories of waters crossed, of women won and fortunes lost, etched upon their faces, faded old tattoos. Down below the quarter decks, the old men mend fishing nets. Up above a windy bridge, young men curse into the wind. All along the Windsor Straits, wives and mothers lie awake. Pray, Our Lady of the Lakes, bring them home again. Singing, sweet Mother Michigan, Father Superior, coming down from Mackinac, Sault Ste. Marie, blue water you're on, flow down to Lake Erie, fall to Ontario, and run on out to sea. Run on out to sea.
Great Lakes Song, Terry Cassidy. Before that, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, Gordon Lightfoot. And we started off that set with Red Iron Ore by Joe Glacier. Well, we're dedicating the next song to Robert. It's his favorite song. And I hope, Robert, you're sitting looking out over Lake Erie. And I hope maybe it's even nighttime and there's a moon over the lake.
My huckleberry friend, Moon.
You know, one of the great joys of being born into this universe on planet Earth as a human being is we get to experience so many different facets of a life, whether it's you as a teenager, graduating from high school or college, finding a mate, raising a family, creating a career, and then, of course, retirement. And hopefully in the last few years of your life, you get to enjoy yourself. The reason Dave is in Cleveland is he's helping his parents transition from one living arrangement to another. And I'm sure as Dave is coming home, he probably has a lot of feelings for not only what he's going through, his parents are going through, but there has to be a lot of melancholy going on.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. And will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them that I won't be long, and they'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Yeah, we'll meet again. I don't know where, and I don't know when, but I do know that we'll meet again some sunny day. So, honey, keep on smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. And would you please say hello to all the folks that I know, and tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song.
We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
That, of course, was Johnny Cash, We'll Meet Again Someday. Also recorded late in Johnny Cash's life. Hey, we talked about Robert, and I have a slight correction. I believe he was the head steward on the main ship and not the chef. But I'm sure if you're the head steward, some of those cooking things that you were serving and looking at and tasting rubbed off on you. In the background, you're hearing a group called, Tenawarin. Cal Tenawarin is also the name of the song, and they are from, and the next two songs are going to play are from groups that are located around the Sahara Desert. The other song, the one after this one, is Zambalama by Samba Tour. And the reason I'm playing those is that we didn't get into the weather like I said we would, because I just talk too much. And the reason I'm playing it, we're going through a heat wave on the West Coast. I'm just trying to get used to what kind of music we might be playing in 100 years or so. So enjoy Samba Tour and Tavarina.
Some more.
great tunes there coming from groups around that surround countries that surround the Sahara Desert in Africa. We started off with a song called the Zambalama by Samba Tour. And then you just heard a song called Kel Tenuin by Tenariwen. And that's spelled T-I-N-A-R-I-W-E-N. Showing up for racial justice, or SURGE, S-U-R-G, works to organize, mobilize, and educate all people to act as part of our multiracial society for justice with passion and accountability. SURGE connects people across the country while collaborating with local racial justice efforts in the struggle for love, justice, human dignity, and a sustainable world. For more information, to offer support, or just find out about your local SURGE chapter, visit, and this is for Sacramento, visit showingupforracialjustice.org. And I'm sure there's a SURGE organization near you. You can look them up, I'm sure, online under SURGE. I'm going to remind you that you're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Peter Pasteur. KDRT, as I like to refer to it, is the biggest little radio station on this side of the Rockies, and that's the west side of the Rockies, where we have 33 different shows for you, local produced shows, and also quite a few national produced shows. All you need to do is go online, visit kdrt.org, and you'll find out all about us. Well, somewhere in the middle of this 1 hour of wonderful music and a little chit-chat, I played you Moon River by Andy Williams. And that's a classic that goes back many, many years. And for people in a certain generation, I'm sure that song was played at weddings and at special events across the world, really. And along comes someone by the name of Jacob Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R. Now, Jacob is a very young man. But he's already put a couple of Grammys behind his name. Jacob was born in 1994. He's a multi-instrumentalist, so all of the instruments you hear on this song, he played. He's a vocalist, and he harmonizes with himself by layering his voice. And you're going to hear this fantastic choir doing a great interpretation of Moon River. And I think you'll enjoy it. I especially like the dramatic ending. So here we go with Moon River. And this is our fade-out song. So Moon River, Jacob Collier. And right after this song, I'm going to go out and see if I can find that tomato. I hope to see you all next week. Have a great week, all. Thank you. Ooh.
crossing you in style. Someday, oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker.
There's such a lot of sorrow.